USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Senator Kamala Harris is campaigning at a criminal justice forum in South Carolina after vowing to boycott an event at the same school. The 2020 candidate for president was protesting the award from Benedict College presented to President Trump on Friday for achievements in criminal justice reform.
To be receiving an award for criminal justice reform is just an affront to the very issue and the work that has gone into it.
Harris did not address a Rasmussen Reports poll that says black Americans believe that President Trump has done more for them than former President Barack Obama. NBC reporter Richard Shapiro is detailing two butt-dial phone calls he received from President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. In one call, Giuliani says he needs a few $100,000, and in the other, he complains about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
On Saturday, many Americans across the country safely returned unwanted pills as its National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The Drug Enforcement Agency holds the event annually to provide a safe way to get rid of unused prescription drugs. Microsoft is a surprise winner of a $10 billion Pentagon contract. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Pentagon has awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing the early frontrunner Amazon, whose participation drew criticism from the president. Bidding for the huge project known as the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, pitted leading tech titans Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and IBM against one another. The giant contract has attracted more attention than most. Giant techs Oracle and IBM pushed back with their own bids, but also formally protested the bidding process last year. Oracle went as far as challenging the process in federal court, but lost.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As I continue to take a look at things that can be done to help fix our broken healthcare system, one of the things that I haven't discussed yet is what can be done to fix our prescription drug costs. I think both sides of the aisle will agree that prescription drug costs are out of control. Now, some online prescription services are beginning to pop up out there, such as Hey Doctor and GoodRx. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Marty McCary. He's author of a book titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And one of the things he discusses, and he gives a few tips as far as how to help get your prescription costs down, is to go to one of these online prescription service centers such as GoodRx.
I tell people to use the app GoodRx and the website GoodRx.com because you can actually see that the price that is set with your pharmacy plan or your what we call pharmacy benefit manager may not be the best price. As a matter of fact, I explain in the book how there's this kickback that goes on where these middlemen create a pay-to-play fee. I call it a kickback. They call it a rebate. Okay, trust me, this is not a rebate like on cornflakes. This is a money game where there's money being paid from pharma to the middlemen to give them good placement, and then they get offered to employees. Meanwhile, the employer is getting billed for drugs they can't even understand, and there's so many bait-and-switch games with the different names of drugs, the different doses and frequencies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.